Chris.
And this Chris does cool this. I live here on Hot One. Here are you. This is not edible. My name is Christos Kalivas. I live here in Rockland. And I'd like to echo the sentiments of some of the others who spoke before me in thanking the Commission, Matt, and the representatives of the Coast Guard. I came in here knowing very little about this, and I feel like I'm leaving having a pretty good sense of what the issue is and what the procedures are, so thank you. My question's regarding the petition that's been filed and started this whole process going. I'm wondering if it could be received by the Commission as a part of the record. If it is, then that would make it available to the residents of Rockland in a fairly straightforward and simple way of obtaining it. Thank you.
I would think it's public record being given to the Coast Guard.
It was submitted to us. I would have to do a little bit of research as far as the right way to release that and what might need to be requested from us, but I don't want to try to make it a secret. They did submit the letter to us. If there is a process in place that would have us release that letter to another public entity, then we're happy to follow it. But I would just want to make sure that we follow the right procedures, whether it's a Freedom of Information Act request or whatever has to happen. We can take that for action and look into how to get that released, if we are allowed to release it.
If that is indeed the case, could you make sure that that gets to Matt?
And yes, that way we would have to file it.
Right, and you can file it.
Do you need a vote of the commission to request that? Or
no.
Just do it.
I'll just do it.
No. Yeah. That's great.
Hi, I'm back again. I think there's some false premises that have been introduced. First of all, by the Pilots Association saying there are going to be more ships coming in, they are going to be bigger. I don't think that the city of Rockland has decided whether that's a good thing or not, whether it's detrimental to the city or whether it would add something positive. So I would urge you, when you're thinking about this, not to make the assumption that they are going to be coming, but rather that they might be. So you might want to hold off on your decision until you know what's going on here. My wife asked me to ask if there's any dredging that's required for the anchorage.
No, I don't think there is, but as part of the process, the Army Corps of Engineers would definitely be involved in the approval, so we would work with them to see if there was any dredging necessary, but I don't believe that there would be.
Certainly there has been pressure from Bar Harbor, where they've limited the number of boats and they're trying to discourage them from coming in. They tried to go to Northeast Harbor, which has prohibited them, and there are other harbors that have done the same. So there are ways of limiting the volume of people coming over our threshold. I wrote it down someplace, but I have the wording of the Northeast Harbor ordinance that was put in place. So there are ways of doing that. There's something else that troubled me. You were saying that one of the reasons to have the federal anchorage was to allow people on the ships to have better voyage planning. It sort of bothers me that the people on the ships, the interns maybe, or there's something, they can't read a chart, they can't read a GPS, they need some lines on a chart to plan a voyage. I mean, they could look and say, oh, Broad Cove, there it is, here's the depth, you know, okay, here's the GPS, where we should drop the anchor. I mean, I could do that. Well, I think I could have. I could have. Such a big ship, but anyway, that's it.
Good evening, I'm Rhonda Nordstrom, and I own a business on Main Street, and I know this is about the harbor, but I just am compelled to say, I would really like to see transparency and know real numbers about how many businesses actually do benefit from these ships. And also, just to comment that I'm sure we're going to get more organized if they're going to keep coming. Last fall, when one of the major ships came, Main Street was chaos. It was as if it was our summer solstice party, and the street was shut off. They were walking in the middle of the street. It was really obnoxious and out of control. So I would just really like to know how many businesses really do benefit in Rockland Townships. I'm Judith Anderson. I've lived here for almost 40 years in the Mid-Coast. I've watched a lot of changes. I now live in Owl's Head, and my shire town is Rockland. I shop here. I volunteer here. I walk here. I go to the library here. This is my town, too. And I feel that Rockland really needs to protect my town, Owl's Head. I think that would be a reciprocal thing to do. Owl's Head is really very vulnerable, I believe. I live near Broad Cove. Luckily, I'm not on it, but I hear the noise, I hear the rumbling, I hear the officers' announcements loudly in bed. It is disturbing. I'm terribly concerned about what it's going to do environmentally to us all. I hope that we can decide that we cannot take large numbers of cruise ships. I think it will be destroying us the way Bar Harbor has gone. We no longer go to Bar Harbor, and it was one of our favorite places in the world. We cannot take those crowds. And I agree about the crowds that came with the last big ship. I avoided town entirely. I bought nothing there. And that's what I'm going to do again if we keep having more big ships. It breaks my heart. Thank you.
Do we have any other questions?
Hi, my name's Rose Wilson. I live in Rockland. I'm a little confused about the information tonight, specifically the different anchorages. I understand that there are two that are available besides the federal anchorage, but I think, Matt, you were saying that they are not suitable for the really big cruise ships. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So basically, we're looking at the federal anchorage as an okay to let the really big ships in. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yeah. Well, they can still anchor there regardless of whether it's a federal anchorage.
Right, but basically we're opening the door a little wider, perhaps. Anyway, I'm just curious about whether the Coast Guard has any... I mean, obviously this is becoming a controversial issue for small towns, and I'm just wondering if the Coast Guard has any consideration... some of the things we're talking about tonight in their decision to permit a federal anchorage, if that's anything you are looking at. Thank you.
Thank you. I would say that there may be opportunities in the overall federal register notice. If you want to discuss the impacts to small businesses and things like that, there are opportunities in the Federal Register comment period. Typically, it focuses primarily on maritime interests, and we are, again, focused on the navigational and waterway safety, and we don't really start speaking in our process to some of these other, for us, ancillary concerns about the character of a town and things like that. That we leave that to the local municipalities to decide upon, and we focus our efforts and our review primarily on the navigational and waterway safety.
Some of us have done our own research. It's a little contrary to Cruise Maine or some of the piloted data, and it's concrete data. At what point would you be interested in receiving that from us?
If we do decide to move forward with the formal notice of proposed rulemaking to establish the federal anchorage, that would be the time and the place. You would be able to submit it to the federal docket, and again, we would have to respond to all the comments. In some cases, we're able to group them together if they're all very similar, but generally speaking, we'll respond to every comment that we receive on the matter.
What's the process for us to know how to respond to you?
Right, so if we do decide to move forward with the notice of proposed rulemaking, we will advertise it as actively as possible, primarily through Matt Ripley to get the word out. But then I also, it's a little bit premature, but I also would envision some opportunities for public meetings like this where, you know, here we're on behalf of the Harbor Commission, but if we do have this notice of proposed rulemaking, we would have Coast Guard specific meetings where we would be interested in hearing about the maritime interests associated with our proposal. So here we're just trying to explain the process and let everybody know that we're not that far along. But if we do decide to go forward with a formal process, we would have a, you know, we would maybe even use this very room to have a formal Coast Guard run meeting to solicit public feedback. And then there's also always going to be the opportunity, in, as part of the process, to, if you don't want to speak publicly, to submit written comments to the docket online or via regular mail, again, that we would have to respond to.
If there are no other questions, I'm going to close the question and answer session. Oh, we all set.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to take a 5-minute break, and then we'll come back for our meeting.